Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know there may have been a few times this week when you weren't sure you were going to make it, but we are almost there. It's Thursday afternoon already, and I told you Monday the week was going to fly by, and once again it has. But, you know, I started thinking today about, you know, at my age, I don't want these weeks to fly by. I mean, I want them to drag on. I know it's the same amount of time as past centuries ago. It's the same amount of time, but it just seems like time just really flies by. I don't know how it is for you, but I hope things are not just dragging along forever. But for me, the weeks just fly by. It's Thursday afternoon already. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. We have, once again, a lot to talk about. President Trump has signed a bill now bringing an end to the strike. The shutdown, the government shutdown, is over. And yet, what I find really interesting is that there was a provision, and you've heard this in our news, a provision came in, the bill that people didn't know about, you know, pushing everybody to vote for the bill. But this is what our politicians do. They sneak stuff into bills that we want to be passed, but we might not want everything in the bill to be passed. And one of the things that slipped in, and a lot of people didn't know about this, was that the bill ending the government shutdown also bans these hemp beverages that have THC in them. And they've become very popular around the city, very popular around the country. And so for a lot of people who can't drink, for alcoholics, for example, they can now go into a bar and buy a beverage that has THC in it, and they can get a buzz off of that. And, you know, I mean, why not? Why would we want to stop these people from doing that? There are other people in the bar getting a buzz off alcohol, and I just think it is just the height of hypocrisy to say, well, these people can get in here and they can drink alcohol and get a buzz, but you can't get a buzz from a drink that has THC in it. But yet there are some people who are just irrationally afraid of marijuana. And I don't know why. It amazes me. So anyway, we tried to get a hold of Troy Carter because he has talked about how, you know, this is, you know, basically wrong, but that the growing use of hemp products in Louisiana shows that there's a need for the state to pass regulation for adult use of cannabis. You know, I hope that happens. I don't know if it will. There are cancer patients and many who are benefiting medicinally from the use of marijuana. And I just still think that there is this irrational fear about marijuana that just is a shadow over America. And, you know, we just need to break through that. And I say this as somebody who doesn't smoke pot. I don't drink pot. I don't consume it. I don't do the edibles. I smoked pot a long time ago. I have been very honest about that, but I don't smoke now. It's decriminalized to the point where if I wanted to, I would get some. If I wanted to, I would get these drinks and drink them, but I don't. But this is, you know, something that just, I believe, should be passed, even though I'm not going to gain anything from it. But the idea that this was, you know, just part of the bill, it was just pushed in there at the very last minute. You know, yeah, let's get the government open. Yeah, but also let's ban these drinks. You know, I just think this represents the height of hypocrisy in America. And we'll talk about this on the show this afternoon. Also, Rockin' 1000. It is the biggest rock band on earth. It's coming to the Caesar Superdome in January. The band consists of 1,000 musicians and singers all on stage at the same time. We're going to have a guest in our studio in the 2 o'clock hour to talk about this amazing event coming up. 1,000 musicians and singers on stage at the same time performing songs. That's going to be amazing. I can't even imagine it. You know, a large band. What would a large band be today? I mean, I'm just going to think about something that I've seen. You know, in modern times, Elton John. Elton John had a really big band when I saw him at the Smoothie King Center a few years back. Elton John had a big band: percussionist, drummer, horns here. It seemed like there was violins. There was just a huge band. But 1,000 people on stage is called Rockin' 1000. It's touring the country. It's going to be in New Orleans, and we'll talk more about that in the 2 o'clock hour. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yesterday, I wrote a blog about the shocking emails that link Trump and Epstein. Now, in these emails that have come out from Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump is not accused of any wrongdoing. There are some very interesting things that come out in these that cause a lot of questions to be asked. And, you know, it's okay that they do this, but you need to know that they do this. Fox News was very late in covering this story. Fox News has minimalized this because it is the goal of Fox News not to be objective. It's the goal of Fox News to do whatever it can to make President Trump look good. And these emails do not make the president look good. Therefore, Fox News is not emphasizing this. Now, in a journalistic world, that's wrong. But in the world that we live in today, it's not wrong. And Fox News has a right to do that. In the same way that CBS News had a right to edit an interview that made Kamala Harris look better, in the same way that Fox News has edited interviews that made Donald Trump look better, when he answered some, you know, questions that were considered by Fox News to not make him look good. This is the world of the media today. And this is why you can't necessarily believe the media, or you certainly can't believe one source. You can't listen to CNN or watch CNN all the time. You know, you have to broaden it out. You should see what's going on Fox News and see what's going on CNN and MSNBC. And figure out that somewhere in the middle of all of this is the truth. Now, I know this takes work. I know it's a lot easier to just watch Fox News. It's a lot easier to ignore Fox News and just watch CNN and MSNBC. But that's not serving you with the truth. And you, as an American voter, as an American citizen, you have a responsibility to do better at finding out what is true, and not accept just what is being said by a media outlet. And this is a scary thing that goes on in the world today, where people just focus on one thing, and it's easy for them to just believe everything from this one source, and they don't worry about anything else. They don't have to think for themselves. But it's also extremely, extremely dangerous. So we will We'll talk about that this afternoon as well. The blog is posted on the WWL.com website. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can read it and then comment on it on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I'll share some of your some of your comments a little bit later, but these emails do shed a very negative light on the president and his obvious relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, but again, has not been accused of any wrongdoing. But the emails lead to a lot of questions being asked. So we're going to talk about that a little bit this afternoon. And also, we have to talk more about some of the questions around the Lafourche Parish School District and the Lafourche Parish student who was expelled because she slapped a boy who showed her AI-generated pictures of her naked. And lawyers are saying that the school officials ignored the cries from this girl, cries for help. And they punished her by expelling her. They later let her back in school, but she's on probation. The fact that this girl smacked this boy who showed her AI-generated nude pictures of herself naked, I think the kid deserved it. And I think that in a case like this, I think you make an exception. While hitting is not allowed, this was a different situation. And it doesn't seem like the school board did enough. Now, they're going to disagree with this, but it doesn't seem like the school board in Lafourche Parish did enough to protect this girl. And they could be liable. The boy has been arrested and charged with 10 counts. 10 counts. So here's this middle school student who is creating AI-generated nude photographs of this student and maybe other students and showing it to them and showing it to all the other guys. This is obviously, it's possible that this could happen. You can take AI-generated photographs, create them, and make it seem as if a middle school student is naked. But they're not really her pictures. It's not really her. But it looks just like her with her head and face on the body. And this is really sick and demented. But yet, this kid did this. And you know, you wonder if the parents are going to be held accountable in this case. And I think that it would be possible for this kid to be involved in this, and the parents don't know anything about it. Hey, listen, I want to give a shout out to law enforcement, because there was a bank robbery in Slidell November 7th. There was the Fidelity Bank branch on Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. Somebody went in there and robbed the bank. They found the alleged suspect. They found him in Holly Grove, and they arrested him after a brief standoff. So Holly Grove is a long way from Slidell. So law enforcement traced it. And when you look at the picture of the guy in the bank, all, you know, disguised, I don't know how they found this guy, but they did. And so the FBI, the Slidell Police Department, and NOPD all did a great job in tracking this guy down, and he's been arrested. And so often we hear about bad things that happened with police officers, but this was just good police work. And this is just one example. There are countless examples of the work that NOPD, that the Slidell police, that the FBI are doing, and law enforcement agencies around this state. Just a ton of things that they do on a daily basis that really is great police work, and we don't always talk about those things. So anyway, I wanted to give credit to law enforcement for doing a great job in tracking that guy down. And apparently, he had also robbed a Fidelity Bank in LaPlace not long ago. So I guess his favorite bank to rob is Fidelity Bank. Also at 3:30 this afternoon, we'll talk to Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. He's going to give you a free pick. He gives our audience a free pick, and the guy is incredibly accurate. Nobody gets it all the time. A lot of things happen in the course of a game, but Kevin Todd is amazing. And if you follow Kevin Todd, you might make some money. So we'll talk to Kevin a little bit later. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you as well. Heard everything went well yesterday. I missed you.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry you were locked back in the office. I painted the picture of you. The lights are low, there's cigarette smoke in the room, and you've got your visor on, and you've got the things that hold your sleeves up, and you're down there going through
papers. That's cool, yeah. That's cool. Some people have likened it to, you know, the final season of Breaking Bad.
Yes,
where,
okay.
Where Jesse is chained up cooking meth for Nazis.
Yeah.
But that's not me.
Well, no. I mean, look, the only difference is there are no Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The meth, that's yeah, what's but going there's on no Nazis.
No, there's no meth.
Hey, listen, Ian told me when he came in today that he was poked and probed this morning by his primary care physician. Hadn't been in a while, and you got some poking and probing.
Yeah, I got my, what you call it, it's the stupid when you step on a rusty nail or whatever. It's tetanus.
Oh, tetanus.
I got a tetanus shot for the first time in a long time. I was overdue for that, which, you know, if you don't go out there and ask your doctor, am I up to date on the vaccines that I got like 20 or 30 or 40 years ago? I don't think anyone's going to tell you that. So if you, what am I going to step on a rusty nail in the control room? I don't think so. But if you're out there, you know, you have a job where you're outside a lot or you're working in the soil or you're working on construction equipment and you're not sure if you have your tetanus vaccine updated, brothers and sisters, you should get that because that's a pretty bad way to go. Make sure you got your tetanus vaccine.
And you know, you never know when something's going to cut you. You can get cut by stuff.
You might be walking down the street minding your own business and a chain link fence grabs your arm and cuts you and you never think twice about it. Next thing you know, boom, maybe you got tetanus.
You could get cut by a can in the kitchen.
You could get cut by it if you're drinking Miller Lite and you cut your lip. Maybe you get tetanus that way. I don't know if you got rusty Miller-like hands. I don't know where we're going with this. But,
It's a shot that you should get. And, it's good to go to the doctor. And I want to mention briefly that, and I mentioned this yesterday, that somebody that I'm very fond of, somebody very close to me, her mom has been in the hospital since last Saturday. And she's been up and down for a while. And she started having seizures and was nonverbal. And she's at oxygen now. She has been under sedation, basically incubated. And they're doing a great job with her. But I got to tell you, every doctor's different. And one doctor came in, you know, the other night, and we were there. And this doctor is like almost talking about, well, you know, you might want to just pull the plug, you know, because we don't know if our brain's ever going to be the same. And, you know, it's not good. Well, then another doctor the last 2 days has been saying, well, you know, we're weaning her off of this medication. And then we're going to wean her off of this medication. And we're working toward her waking up to see if the seizures come back. And so far, the seizures are not coming back. So anyway, I'm just pointing out that you got to talk to more than one doctor sometimes, because this one doctor just gave us the darkest view of what was happening. And another doctor gave us a bright view. And really, the seizures have disappeared, and they're working toward waking her up.
Wow.
So it's truly amazing. Anyway, she's getting great care at Oxygen. I wanted to mention that, but it's fascinating how doctors can be so vastly different when it comes to their view of a patient.
It really is. Yeah, you really do have to get a second opinion. The old adage is true.
Yeah, and also I'm kind of, and many of you have gone through this before. I did not go through this with my parents, and I've never gone through seeing somebody going through the process of being close to death. I've never seen that before, and I've seen it recently, and it's really very, very difficult to see. It's difficult to deal with, and again, I know some of you have gone through that process, but this is the first time that I'm seeing this, and it's so hard when somebody just suddenly deteriorates and they're leaning toward what you believe is death. But then, like with the miracle of medicine and this calculated plan to treat this person, she is getting better. We don't know where she is in terms of her mind yet, but they have stopped the seizures and they knew exactly what to do. And I know we got to get to a break, but I want to mention one interesting thing. She was on, she's still on propofol, and she was on propofol and ketamine. Propofol and ketamine are drugs that can kill you, but they can also heal you. And propofol is the medication that killed Michael Jackson. Ketamine is apparently the drug that killed Matthew Perry. When I was hit by the motorcycle and went to intensive care and emergency room, I was on a fentanyl. Fentanyl can kill you in the street, but these medications are turned into bad things on the street, but they're good things in a hospital setting. So you can't just condemn the drug. You have to condemn the people who use the drug inappropriately. All right. The government shutdown is...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Over. The government shutdown is over. President Trump signed the bill today. But politicians are sketchy. They sneak things into bills. Bills that we want passed. But we don't know everything that's in the bills. And one of the things that was in this bill to shut down the government was a provision that that totally changes the drinks that have THC in them, drinks that have the active ingredient of marijuana in them, and they have become very popular. And as I said, somebody can go into a bar, an alcoholic who can't drink, or somebody who just doesn't want to get drunk. They could have one of these beverages and not be drinking alcohol, but get a nice buzz. Joe Garrity is the chief executive of Crescent Canna. And they are the ones who produce this product. It's a drink with THC in it. It's been on sale in the New Orleans area. And Joe joins us on WWL. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, look, this is basically like giving people the shaft, you know, when this kind of stuff comes into bills that we want passed. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating. And, you know, credit to Mitch McConnell, I guess. For being a shrewd operator, he knows that this was never going to fly if it was a standalone issue. It's way too popular among the general population.
But they hate that, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but there's this Republican thing against marijuana. It's almost like people think, like some of these Republican politicians think that conservatives and Republicans don't drink this stuff and don't smoke pot or don't eat edibles. There are a hell of a lot of Republicans who are into marijuana. And this defies their rights.
No, it's great. I'm flying up on Wednesday to D.C. to meet with a Republican congressman who's pro-hemp. And it's not as partisan of an issue as it maybe appeared to be during this shutdown. This category enjoys widespread approval across all political spectrums, across all demographics. It is a lifesaver for a lot of distribution companies who are seeing declining alcohol sales. It provides a very low number, well in excess of 100,000 jobs in this category. That it's estimated to be between $30 and $50 billion a year industry, and you're looking at tens of thousands of small businesses shuttered in 12 months if things don't change. And we are going to change those things. This fight is just beginning, and we don't intend to lose it.
Well, I want you to let me know what I can do. Because if there's anything I can do, I'm going to be happy to help you with this, because I believe in this. And I say that as somebody who has never had your product. I used to smoke pot a long time ago, very open about that. I don't now. Portland is my second home. I go to Portland a lot where it's legally sold, and I don't buy it or get stoned when I go to Portland. It's not my thing right now, but I believe marijuana should be legal, and I certainly believe in your product. And if somebody wants to buy a drink with THC in it, I don't think that's any different from having a drink that has alcohol in it.
I mean, it's different in the sense that it's far less toxic.
Agreed.
There are not anywhere near the same level of incidents that are caused by cannabis as alcohol.
No, that's
and I mean,
right.
Look, I like alcohol. I'll drink some tequila later today. I'm not at all anti-alcohol. The reality is, like, there are a lot of people who want these products, and all of a sudden the government is telling them, no, you can't have them. And people are not going to be happy about it. And there's going to be a lot we can do to help. Right now, we're just sort of watching the dust settle. We're going to see where people stand on the political side, if there's a quick fix to this. And, you know, at some point, we're going to have to mobilize and get the people behind it. That's how you fight these things.
Right. So Joe, what happens immediately?
Nothing changes. It is business as usual for us.
Okay.
We are going to not do any large, like, festival sponsorships, multi-year deals, but our production remains the same. Our staff remains the same. We're still in expansion mode. And we're confident that we're going to find a legislative fix to this.
And the people who can go in bars and buy Crescent Canna, they can go into bars and still find it?
Yeah, 12 months at least.
Okay.
And like I said, we're not going to lose this fight.
Okay.
It's, you know, an issue with the whole industry right now is that we're in the same category as Delta 8 gummies sold in gas stations that look like nerds. We're in the same category as THCA flower, which is just marijuana being sold openly online. And we've done a bad job of differentiating the beverage category from them, and we need to do a much better job going forward and seek specific exceptions for products that people want available.
Yeah, you know, it's a slightly different buzz, but, you know, when I was drinking sort of heavily at one point, well, at several points in my life, I'm not an alcoholic, but when I was drinking more heavily at several points in my life, I got a different buzz off of Jägermeister than I did off of vodka. And you get a different buzz off of different alcohols in the same way that this would give you a different buzz. But I just love to point out the hypocrisy of people who drink alcohol and yet want to ban marijuana products as if that this is, it's some evil weed. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, people have been using cannabis in this country for as long as it's been around. And, you know, George Washington grew hemp. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily that there's a huge chunk of people who think alcohol should be legal, marijuana shouldn't. I think there are politicians who are being pushed in the direction of prohibition instead of regulation, because the liquor industry is struggling, the beer industry is struggling, and they are looking for a reason why. That's not, people are trying to be healthier and people are trying to cut out alcohol. So they're really, what everybody wants is federal regulation that allows for age gating, to ensure that this doesn't wind up in the hands of children.
Sure.
It ensures that distributors who are touching this stuff are following the law and paying taxes, and that retailers who are selling it to consumers make sure that they are following all applicable rules and paying all applicable taxes. And once that happens, I mean, you're going to see big alcohol get on board. We already have widespread support in the alcohol distribution market. I mean, some of the biggest distributors in the country, Breakthru, RNDC, Southern Glazer, yeah. And on are already carrying these products, and they don't want this category to go away in the face of declining alcohol sales.
Joe, are you allowed to have a bank account? Because I know that there's I don't think marijuana dispensaries in cities and places where marijuana is legal, I don't think they can have bank accounts.
So we're still federally legal, and hemp would remain federally legal. Even after this, banking should not be an issue. It's never been an issue for us. And I think there's a lot of progress being made in the actual marijuana industry to ensure banking services are provided to those companies as well.
Yeah. Well, Joe, if there's anything that I can do on the show to help you, I'm not promoting the use of anything, but what I am promoting is just basic fairness. And I'm standing up for all of the Republicans and conservatives who love marijuana, who are not being represented by some of the conservative Republican politicians who are pushing this agenda against marijuana. It does not represent the conservatives who are into pot.
No, and I appreciate that. And I think if you look at the historical fights we've had, specifically Louisiana, you know, the reason we survived, the reason that you still buy these products here in face of overwhelming adversity during the time when legislation was passed is because the people reached out, and politicians were saying that they were hearing more calls about this than they were hearing about everything else combined that they were dealing with on the legislative side. And that's what it's going to take to get these things legal again. That's what it's going to take to exercise our rights as Americans and retain freedom to consume what we want, protect small business owners, protect farmers. And you know, it's going to be a fight, but we're in it.
Good. And the other real sad thing is that they had to sneak it into a bill that we all wanted passed. They had to sneak it in. It's, you know, again, it's sketchy. It's sketchy.
Yeah, you had dozens of even Republican lawmakers who were saying this is not what they wanted, not how they wanted to do it. But ultimately, when it comes down to paying the military, providing SNAP benefits, reopening the government, those are the things that take priority. And no one was going to continue the government shutdown just to save hemp. So we have to deal with it on the back end, and we are.
All right, Joe Garrity, Chief Executive of Crescent Canna. It is a beverage that has THC in it, and nothing is going to change right now, and Joe is going to continue to fight it. Joe, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for being an ally. We really appreciate it.
Sure. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yesterday I asked the question, why are so many people bothered by gay marriage if gay marriage doesn't affect them? So let's ask this question this afternoon. Why are so many people against marijuana if marijuana doesn't affect you? It certainly doesn't affect you more than alcohol affects you on the street or anywhere. So why are people so irrationally against marijuana and THC-induced products? And again, I'm a guy who doesn't do this right now, but I just think it is absurd that this drink is under question, and that because it is so popular, the sneaky, sketchy politicians had to sneak it into the bill to reopen the government. And these are the Republicans who are probably into Project 2025. These are the Republicans who are trying to tell you what to do with your life. Shame on them. And you shouldn't take it. And at least there are a lot of Republicans standing up for the Republicans, conservatives who are into pot. And if you're a conservative or a Republican and you want to admit that you smoke pot or do edibles or drink a drink that has THC in it, I'm inviting you to call the show. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. The government shutdown is over, so that means everybody is going to work.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bye. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yeah, the government is opening up again, and yet they snuck this little thing in there. Who knows what else they snuck in there, but it is going to ultimately ban, if it stands, ban the drinks that have THC in them. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
I can't wait.
Thank you for all of your texts.
Later on, we can talk about what else they snuck in there, because that's not the only provision.
I'm a little bit like,
what the hell are you guys doing? Here's a text that says, it has nothing to do with being afraid of marijuana. Law enforcement currently does not have any type of testing tools for field sobriety tests for THC or marijuana. That is the issue, Scoot. So many people are smoking and driving and drinking THC drinks and driving, and that's why the drinks are being outlawed. And that will not change until a mechanism in place to be able to test marijuana users for being impaired.
All right, well, let's talk about the statistics. Since marijuana in the New Orleans area is essentially decriminalized, are traffic accidents suddenly that outrageous? I mean, are there suddenly more traffic accidents that are taking place? And in states where marijuana is legal, if there are more traffic accidents, there are other reasons that have been given for the increase in traffic accidents. So it's not that simple. So I don't think this is the problem that you think it is. It's not just about what law enforcement wants. It's about what is right. There was a time when law enforcement did not want prohibition to end. So this is indeed about an irrational fear of marijuana.
Yeah, the texter is, of course, you know, there go on to say, please do your research. And why aren't you more informed? You're wrong. Texter, you're absolutely incorrect. For all the Republican politicians that are out in the news today saying, I am in favor of banning these THC consumables, I haven't heard a single one of them say, I'm in favor of banning it because too many people are driving impaired. They're saying, oh, it's too easy for the kids to get, or, you know, we're getting too many sort of aftermarket things that aren't regulated that might be unsafe. Or they're saying, we don't like cannabis because we live 80 years ago when it was easy to do that. And it's also not true that law enforcement officers have no way of telling if you're impaired on THC or not. That's just not true at all.
I know. See, here's what you do. You think somebody is smoking and driving, if you're stoned and driving? What the police need to do is just keep a cachet of snacks in the back of the patrol car, and you offer them snacks and see how quickly they jump on the snacks. That would determine whether or not you arrest them. But wait, I don't buy the argument that it's too easy for kids to get to. You're sitting there saying that, and you've got alcohol in your home with kids. All your kids have to do is go to the effing cabinet and get it out of the cabinet. So it's not an argument about it's too easy for the kids to get.
It's insane. Here's a text that says, perception is everything. Alcohol is looked at by most as a socially acceptable means of relaxation and entertainment. Marijuana is looked at as a problem on a society that lowers production and turns users into dead weights on society.
Well, that's antiquated thinking. I mean, I understand that. I mean, if you're living in the past, then admit it. But yeah. that's the reason that you have that mentality about marijuana. You're simply living in the past. I tell you what, when we get a chance coming up in the show, we're going to play the trailer for the movie Reefer Madness. And that is an example of what Americans originally thought of marijuana. And it is so irrational, but that is the mentality that a lot of people hold today. And even there are middle-aged people, not old people, but middle-aged people who are, in my opinion, irrationally afraid of marijuana.
Yeah, for people, you know, of the very much older generation, I understand there's a sort of culture shift, a cognitive dissonance that's happening here. For everyone else, what is your excuse, man? Where are you on this stuff? I mean, some of these people offer these talking points, and I'm like, are you voting for Dwight Eisenhower next year? Are you standing in line to get the newest Perry Como album? I mean, what world are you living in? It's crazy.
Well, yeah. But it's true.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, ever seen the added sugars in THC drinks? People are better off without them.
All right, well, look, that's something else to consider. But, you know, I mean, if you want to talk about sugar, I mean, there's look at the sugar in drinks like Red Bull. Look at the sugar in
Mountain Dew.
Everything that you consume. Yep. So, you know, that the marijuana drinks are not distinguished by the amount of sugar in them.
There is also a ton of marijuana drinks out there that contain no sugar at all. I mean, the market is big enough. Yeah. That it'll support all kinds of different varieties, not just the high sugar ones.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. Look, it's okay if you have an irrational fear of marijuana. You know, this is America. You're entitled to have that opinion. But we'd like to just set the record straight here that marijuana, to talk about banning marijuana when you're like guzzling down booze on a regular basis, it just doesn't make sense. It essentially makes you a hypocrite. And again, going back to it's easy for the kids to get. You're raising children in your house, and the booze is not locked up. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1976, this was the number one song in the country. And I remember when I was doing music radio in 1976, there were some parents who called the station and complained about the lyrics of this song. In the background, you can hear Rod Stewart's live-in girlfriend, Britt Eklund, who was an actress, kind of cooing and ooing in the background. We'll be right back.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.